The storm has traveled across the southeast coast, but much of South Korea has been spared from the violent winds. The country's largest port city of Busan took precautions, including running subway trains slower and canceling passenger travel on trains to and from the city. Hundreds of flights nationwide have also been canceled until the storm passes. This is the fifth typhoon to strike the Korean Peninsula this year. Meteorologists here say it's rare and suggest climate change has led to the increased frequency and strength of the storms. They say severe weather patterns like this may continue in the years to come. Bruce Harrison, Seoul.